It's the first Tuesday following the first Monday in November. In the U.S., that means it's Election Day. Governor's races, the New York mayoral election, different state referenda. That's when people vote on issues rather than individual offices. Some of today's elections are getting national attention. We're going to start in New Jersey, where voters are casting their ballot for governor. According to the most recent polls, current governor Chris Christie is expected to be reelected. There's a governor's race in Virginia, too. The state doesn't allow governors to serve consecutive terms, so the new governor will either be Republican Ken Cuccinelli on the left or Democrat Terry McAuliffe. There's an interesting referendum on the ballot in Colorado. 11 counties are voting on whether to secede, break off from the state. It would take more than this one vote. The people behind the idea don't expect it to happen. They say they're trying to send a message to their state representatives. While there are elections happening around the U.S. today, some people are already focused on a different election that's 3 years away.
Run, Hillary! Run! If you run, you'll win and we'll all win.
An enthusiastic, high-profile endorsement from Senator Chuck Schumer. At the Iowa Democratic Party's annual Jefferson-Jackson dinner, he pressed Hillary Clinton to run in 2016.
It's time for a woman to be president. And so, tonight, here in Iowa, and I won't get this opportunity again, I am urging Hillary Clinton to run for president.
He's not alone. A group of 16 Democratic women in the Senate feel the same way. All of them signed a letter encouraging her to run. According to a Democratic source who said Kay Hagan talked about the still-to-be-released letter at a fundraising event last week. The most recent CNN ORC poll of likely Democratic presidential contenders shows Clinton with a huge lead. 65% of Democrats polled chose her, with Vice President Biden a very distant second. The Republican field is a little more crowded. Chris Christie, Paul Ryan, Rand Paul, Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, and Ted Cruz among the favorites of Republican voters.
Sean, how are you, bud?
But it's the New Jersey governor, just one day out from his likely reelection, getting all the buzz, especially since his campaign seems to be as much about 2016 as the Garden State.
I can walk and chew gum at the same time, Christine. I can do this job and also deal with my future, and that's exactly what I will do.
Just the facts. Edward Snowden, an American, was an employee of private companies that worked with the U.S. National Security Agency. Earlier this year, Snowden leaked top-secret information about NSA programs to the media. The information detailed how the NSA collected information, like phone call records of U.S. citizens and world leaders. The U.S. government charged Snowden with espionage and theft of government property. Snowden fled to Russia, where he lives today.
The information that Edward Snowden leaked led to an intense focus on the NSA and its activities. It's caused tension between the U.S. and other countries, and it's brought a lot of criticism for the U.S. intelligence agency. In a new letter, Snowden describes the NSA as one of the worst offenders of mass surveillance without oversight. Snowden says the classified documents he leaked prove that. Snowden also accused governments of running a witch hunt to silence people like him who tell the public about these surveillance programs. He argues that his actions are bringing change and could lead to political reforms. U.S. officials disagree. They say Snowden's leak has harmed U.S. national security and allowed terrorist organizations to change how they communicate. These officials say Snowden should come back to the U.S., own up to what he's done, and face justice.